Douglas Noel Adams, born March 11, 1952, died May 11, 2001, also known to fans as Bop-Ad or Bob after his ineligible signature, or by his initials DNA, was a cult British comic radio dramatist, musician, and author, most notably of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. Hitchhikers began on radio and developed into a trilogy of 5 books, which had sold more than 15 million copies by the time of Adams' death, as well as a television series, a computer game, and a feature film that was completed only after Adams' death. In addition to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams also wrote or co-wrote 3 stories for the science fiction staple Doctor Who and served the series as script editor during the 17th season. His other written works include the Dirk Gently novels, co-author credits on 2 LIF books, and Last Chance to See, itself based on a radio series. His fans and friends also knew Adams as an environmental activist, a lover of fast cars, cameras, the Apple Macintosh, and other techno gizmos. He was a keen technologist, using such inventions as email and Usenet before they became widely popular or even widely known. Adams was a self-described radical atheist. Towards the end of his life, he was a sought-after lecturer on topics including technology and the environment. Since his death at the age of 49, he is still widely revered in science fiction and fantasy circles. Section 1. Early Life. Douglas Adams was born to Jeanette Donovan Adams, now Janet Thrift, and Christopher Douglas Adams in Cambridge, England. His parents had 1 other child together, Susan, who was born in March 1955. His parents separated and divorced in 1957, and Douglas, Susan, and Janet moved in with Janet's parents, the Donovans, in Brentwood, Essex. Douglas's grandmother kept her house as an official RSPCA refuge for hurt animals, which exacerbated young Douglas's hay fever and asthma. Christopher Adams remarried in July 1960 to Mary Judith Stewart, born Judith Robertson. From this marriage, Douglas Adams has a half-sister, Heather. Janet remarried in 1964 to a veteran, Ron Thrift, providing 2 more half-siblings to Douglas, Jane and James Thrift. Section 2. Education and Early Works. Adams first attended Primoz Hill Primary School in Brentwood, Essex. He took the exams and interviewed for Brentwood School at age 6 and attended from 1959 to 1970. Adams attended different divisions of the school, including the prep school and the middle school. While at the prep school, he had an English class taught by Frank Halford, where Halford awarded Adams the only 10 out of 10 of his entire teaching career for a creative writing exercise. Adams remembered this for the rest of his life, especially when facing writer's block. Some of Adams' earliest writing was published at the school, such as a report on the school's photography club in the Brentwoodian in 1962, or spoof reviews in the school's magazine broadsheet. Adams also had a letter and short story published nationally in the UK in the boys' magazine The Eagle in 1965. Adams also met Griff Rhys-Jones at the school. The two appeared together in a production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in 1968. He was 6 feet tall by the time he was 12, and he stopped growing only at 6'5". On the strength of a bravura essay on religious poetry that mixed the Beatles with William Blake, he was awarded a place at St. John's College, Cambridge, to read English, entering in 1971. Adams attempted early on to get into the Footlights Dramatic Club, with which several other names in British comedy had been affiliated. He was, however, turned down and started to write and perform in reviews with Will Adams, no relation, and Martin Smith, forming a group called Adams Smith Adams. Later, on another attempt to join Footlights, Douglas Adams was encouraged by Simon Jones, and Adams found himself working with Rhys-Jones, among others. In 1974, Adams received a B.A. and later an M.A. in English Literature. Some of his early work appeared on BBC Two in 1974, in an edited version of the Footlights Review from Cambridge that year. A version of the same review, performed live in London's West End, led to Adams being discovered by Monty Python's Graham Chapman. The two formed a brief writing partnership, and Adams earned a writing credit in 1 episode, episode 45, Party Political Broadcast on behalf of the Liberal Party, of Monty Python's Flying Circus. In the sketch, a man who had been stabbed by a nurse arrives at his doctor's office bleeding profusely from the stomach. When the doctor makes him fill out numerous senseless forms before he can administer treatment, a joke he later incorporated into Vaughan's obsession with paperwork, Adams also contributed to the sketch on the album for Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Douglas also had two Blink and You Miss Them appearances in the fourth series of Monty Python's Flying Circus. At the beginning of episode 42, The Light Entertainment War, Adams is in a surgeon's mask, pulling on gloves, while Michael Palin narrates a sketch that introduces one person after another and never actually gets started. At the beginning of episode 44, Mr. Newton, Adams is dressed in a Pepper Pot outfit and loads a missile onto a cart driven by Terry Jones, who is calling out for scrap metal, any old iron. The two episodes were first broadcast in November 1974. Adams and Chapman also attempted a few non-Python projects, including Out of the Trees. Some of Adams' early radio work included sketches for The Berkus Way in 1977 and the News Hudlines. He also co-wrote again with Graham Chapman the 20 February 1977 episode of Doctor on the Go, a sequel to the Doctor in the House television comedy series. As Adams had difficulty selling his jokes and stories, he took a series of odd jobs in order to have some income. A biography from an early edition of one of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy novels provides the following description of his early career. After graduation, he spent several years contributing material to radio and television shows, as well as writing, performing, and sometimes directing stage reviews in London, Cambridge, and at the Edinburgh Fringe. He also worked at various times as a hospital porter, barn builder, chicken shed cleaner, bodyguard, radio producer, and script editor of Doctor Who. Adams held the job as a bodyguard in the mid-1970s. He was employed by an Arab family which had made its fortune in oil, and were from Qatar, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. He had a couple of favorite anecdotes about the job. One story related that the family once ordered one of everything from the hotel's menu, tried all of the dishes, and sent out for hamburgers. Another story had to do with a prostitute sent to the floor Adams was guarding one evening. They acknowledged each other as she entered, and an hour later, when she left, she is said to have remarked, "At least you can read while you're on the job." In 1979, Adams and John Lloyd wrote the script for two half-hour episodes of Dr. Snuggles, The Remarkable Fidgety River and The Great Disappearing Mystery, episodes 7 and 12. John Lloyd was also co-author of two episodes from the original Hitchhiker radio series, Fit the Fifth and Fit the Sixth, aka episodes 5 and 6, see explanation, as well as The Meaning of Lif and The Deeper Meaning of Lif. Lloyd and Adams also collaborated on a sci-fi movie comedy project based on the Guinness Book of World Records, which would have starred John Cleese as the UN Secretary General and had a race of aliens beating humans in athletic competitions, but the humans winning in all of the absurd record categories. This latter project never proceeded past a treatment. After the first radio series of The Hitchhiker's Guide became successful, Adams was made a BBC radio producer, working on Week Ending and a pantomime called Black Cinderella 2 Goes East. He left the position after 6 months to become the script editor of Doctor Who. Section 3. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was a concept for a science fiction comedy radio series pitched by Adams and radio producer Simon Brett to BBC Radio 4 in 1977. Adams came up with an outline for a pilot episode, as well as a few other stories, reprinted in Neil Gaiman's book, Don't Panic, The Official Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Companion, that could potentially be used in the series. According to Adams, the idea for the title, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, occurred to him while he lay drunk in a field in Innsbruck, Austria, though he joked that the BBC would instead claim it was Spain because it's easier to spell, gazing at the stars. He had been wandering the countryside while carrying a book called Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe when he ran into a town where, as he humorously describes, everyone was either deaf and dumb or only spoke languages he couldn't. After wandering around and drinking for a while, he went to sleep in the middle of a field and was inspired by his inability to communicate with the townspeople. He later said that due to his constantly retelling this story of inspiration, he no longer has any memory of the moment of inspiration itself, and only remembered his retellings of that moment. A postscript to M.J. Simpson's biography of Adams, Hitchhiker, provides evidence that the story was in fact a fabrication and that Adams had conceived the idea sometime after his trip around Europe. Despite the original outline, Adams was said to make up the stories as he wrote. He turned to John Lloyd for help with the final two episodes of the first series. Lloyd contributed bits from an unpublished science fiction book of his own, called Gigax. However, very little of Lloyd's material surfaced in later adaptations of Hitchhikers, such as the novels and the TV series. The TV series itself was based on the first six radio episodes, but sections contributed by Lloyd were largely rewritten. BBC Radio 4 broadcast the first radio series weekly in the UK in March and April 1978. Following the success of the first series, another episode was recorded and broadcast, which was commonly known as the Christmas episode. A second series of five episodes was broadcast one per night during the week of 21 January through 25 January 1980. While working on the radio series, and with simultaneous projects such as The Pirate Planet, Adams developed problems keeping to writing deadlines that only got worse as he published novels. Adams was never a prolific writer, and usually had to be forced by others to do any writing. This included being locked in a hotel suite with his editor for 3 weeks to ensure that So Long and Thanks for All the Fish was completed. He was quoting as saying, "I love deadlines. I love the whooshing noise they make as they go by." The books formed the basis for other adaptations, such as three-part comic book adaptations for each of the first three books, an interactive text-adventure computer game, and a photo-illustrated edition published in 1994. This later edition featured a 42 puzzle designed by Adams, which was later incorporated into paperback covers of the first four Hitchhiker novels. Adams also began attempts to turn the first Hitchhiker's novel into a movie in 1980, making several trips to Los Angeles, California, and working with a number of Hollywood studios and potential producers. When he died in 2001 in California, he had been trying again to get the movie project greenlit with Disney. The screenplay finally got a posthumous rewrite by Carey Kirkpatrick, was greenlit in September 2003, and the resulting movie was released in 2005. Radio producer Dirk Maggs had consulted with Adams in 1993 about creating a third radio series based on the third novel in the Hitchhikers series. They also vaguely discussed the possibilities of radio adaptations of the final two novels in the five-book trilogy. As well as the movie, this project was only realized after Adams' death. The third series, The Territory Phase, was broadcast on BBC Radio 4 in September 2004 and is now available on audio CD. Douglas Adams himself can be heard playing the part of Agrajag. So Long and Thanks for All the Fish and Mostly Harmless made up the fourth and fifth radio series, respectively. On radio they were titled The Quantitary Phase and The Quintessential Phase, and these were broadcast in May and June of 2005 and subsequently released on audio CD. The last episode in the last series, with a new, more upbeat ending, concluded with "The very final episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams is affectionately dedicated to its author." Section 4. Doctor Who. Adams sent the script for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy pilot radio program to the Doctor Who production office in 1978 and was commissioned to write The Pirate Planet, see below. He had also previously attempted to submit a potential movie script called Doctor Who and the Cryptmen, which later became his novel, Life, the Universe, and Everything, which in turn became the third Hitchhiker's Guide radio series. Adams then went on to serve as a script editor on the show for its 17th season in 1979. Altogether, he wrote three Doctor Who serials, starring Tom Baker as the Doctor. The Pirate Planet, the second serial in the Key to Time arc in season 16, City of Death, with producer Graham Williams from an original storyline by writer David Fisher. It was transmitted under the pseudonym David Angu. Shada, only partially filmed and not broadcast due to industrial disputes. Adams was also known to allow in-jokes from The Hitchhiker's Guide to appear in the Doctor Who stories he wrote and other stories on which he served as script editor. Conversely, at least one reference to Doctor Who was worked into a Hitchhiker's novel. In Life, the Universe, and Everything, two characters travel in time and land on the pitch at Lord Cricket's ground. The reaction of the radio commentators to their sudden appearance is very similar to a scene in the eighth episode of the 1965 story The Dalek's Master Plan, which has the Doctor's TARDIS materialize on the pitch at Lord's, with the reaction of the match's commentators. Elements of Shada and City of Death were reused in Adams' later novel, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, in particular, the character of Professor Cronus. Big Finish Productions eventually remade Shada as an audio play starring Paul McGann as the Doctor. Accompanied by partially animated illustrations, it was webcast on the BBC i website in 2003 and subsequently released as a 2-CD set later that year. An Ambius edition of the version was broadcast on the digital radio station BBC 7 on the 10th of December 2005. Adams is credited with introducing a fan of his, the zoologist Richard Dawkins, to Dawkins' future wife, Lala Ward, who had played the part of Romana in Doctor Who. When he was at school, he wrote and performed a play called Doctor Witch. Section 5. Music. Adams played guitar, left-handed, and had a collection of 24 of these instruments when he died in 2001, having received his first left-handed guitar in 1964. He also took piano lessons in the 1960s from the same teacher who taught Paul Wickens, who later played keyboards in Paul McCartney's band, and composed the music for the 2004-2005 edition of the Hitchhiker's Guide radio series. Music, and in particular The Beatles, Pink Floyd, and Protocol Harmon, had great influences on Adams' professional life. Pink Floyd. Adams included a direct reference to Pink Floyd in the original radio series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Landing on an alien planet, the main characters survey the landscape while still an atmospheric section of Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamond plays in the background. It is immediately revealed that rather than being non-digestic background music, the excerpt is being hummed by Marvin, an android character. See also Pink Floyd Trivia or Hitchhiker's Radio Series Trivia. Adams' official biography shares its name with the song Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Adams was friendly with their guitarist, David Gilmour, and as his 42nd birthday gift, was invited to make a guest appearance at one of their 1994 concerts in London, playing rhythmic guitar on the song Brain Damage and Eclipse. Adams chose the name for Pink Floyd's 1994 album, The Division Bell, by picking the words from the lyrics to one of its tracks. Gilmour also performed at Adams' memorial service. Pink Floyd and their reputation for lavish stage shows were also the inspiration for the Adams-created fictional rock band Disaster Area, renowned as the loudest band and, in fact, the loudest noise in the universe. One element of Disaster Area's stage show was to send a spaceship hurtling into a sun, probably inspired by the airplane which would crash into stage during some of Pink Floyd's live shows, usually at the end of On the Run. The 1968 Pink Floyd song Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun may also have influenced part of the ideas behind Disaster Area. Procol Harum. Douglas Adams was a good friend with Gary Brooker, their lead singer, pianist, and songwriter of the progressive rock band Procol Harum. Adams is known to have invited Brooker to one of the many parties that Adams held at his house. On one such occasion, Gary Brooker performed the full 4-verse version of his hit song, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Brooker also performed at Adams' memorial service. Adams also appeared on stage with Brooker to perform Inhaled Twas in I at Red Hill when the band's lyricist Keith Reed was not available. On several other occasions, he had been known to introduce Procol Harum at their gigs. Adams also let it be known that while writing, he would listen to music, and this would occasionally influence his work. On one occasion, the title track from the Procol Harum album, Grand Hotel, was playing, when suddenly, in the middle of the song, there was this huge orchestral climax that came out of nowhere. It didn't seem to be about anything. I kept wondering what was this huge thing happening in the background, and eventually thought, it sounds as if there ought to be some sort of floor show going on, something huge and extraordinary, like, well, the end of the universe. And so that was where the idea for the restaurant at the end of the universe came from. Other musical links. Adam made a number of links to music of the time in his books. For example, a mouse proposes that the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything is how many roads must a man walk down? A line from Bob Dylan's song, Blowin' in the Wind. The restaurant at the end of the universe is dedicated to the 1980 Paul Simon soundtracked album, One Tricky Pony. Adams says he played it incessantly while writing the book. In So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, Arthur Dent listens to a Dire Straits LP, and Adams goes on to pay tribute to their lead guitarist, Mark Knopfler. Adams also later reveals that this particular song, to which he refers to in the book, although never by name, is Tunnel of Love by the Making Movies album. Elvis is later discovered playing in a diner attended by Ford Prefect and Arthur Dent, where he is simply known as The King. Besides modern rock music, Douglas Adams was a great admirer of the work of Johann Sebastian Bach, which provides a minor plot element in Dirk Gently's holistic detective agency. Adams was also a major fan of the Beatles. He makes a reference to Paul McCartney in Life, the Universe, and Everything, and quotes lyrics and titles from the songs by the Beatles in Mostly Harmless and Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Adams also does this at least once in The Salem of Doubt. In Chapter 3, there is a conversation between Kate and Dirk, which includes the following exchange. "So? I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair." Taken together, these two lines from a quotation from Norwegian Wood on the Rubber Soul album.